you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, you guys, Justin Sylvester from E! News here. Looking for a new way to stream? Well, meet Peacock, the free streaming service from NBC Universal. With tons of movies and shows, plus a daily dose of news, sports, and pop culture, there's something for everybody. And best of all, you can watch for free or upgrade for more. Who doesn't like that? So go to PeacockTV.com and start streaming now. Personally, I can't wait to get into that Law & Order SVU vault. You know I'm a fiend for it.
This is Daily Pop, and the big question of the day, are Kristen and Steven back together? Yep, you heard it right. Kristen shared this photo of their intimate reunion, and fans were obviously freaking out. And in case you need a reminder, Kristen and Steven's relationship was a huge deal back in the days of MTV's Laguna Beach and The Hills. And looking at the comment section, people clearly never got over it. We had so many celebrities commenting on this, you guys. What do you think is going on here?
First of all, I don't think anything is going on with these two romantically. I think they have definitely moved on, but I think that they're definitely playing into the nostalgia of it all. I think that this is obviously, they knew it was going to cause a bang. It was going to cause rumors. I mean, this is something that people were obsessed with. This is pre-Kardashians. I mean, this show, we watched every single week. We watched everything unfold between the two of them. I mean, it was like the modern day, whatever. I don't have an example, but I just feel like they got together, they're friends. They've known each other basically since they were, 13 years old? And they've maintained a relationship, but nothing's happening with them. Like, they're not getting back together. Kristen's not getting back together with Steven.
I agree with
this.
And I also think...
Okay. No way!
I don't think so. I also think these two have kept in touch for years.
Yes.
But probably out of respect for her husband, she never went there because she knew that the internet would be thrown into a tizzy. But now that the divorce papers have been served and that wire transfer has gone through,
she's like,
Trap City all day. I'm going to throw this up. I don't care. I'm out here young, looking good. So this is what this is about. She waited until that wire transfer went through.
You guys.
It's definitely a flirty photo.
It is a flirty photo. I would love to see this romance again. I mean, I would die to relive the old Hills, Laguna Beach days. And I do feel like Kristen might be on this next season of The Hills. They're probably filming right now. It was probably a night with a couple drinks. And she's like, hey, let's take this photo. I'm kind of feeling you. You're feeling me. I feel like she's in that time where it's like, okay, I could take in a hot rebound right now and might as well be one of my exes that everyone loves me with.
100%.
Honestly, and you're so
and to
right.
Think about, no, you're absolutely right. And when you really think about it, obviously she stepped away from Very Cavallari. I think she didn't want it to be all about her divorce and all about her moving on. And I think MTV probably approached her and they were like, look, Brody Jenner's getting a divorce. Audrina got a divorce. It's not going to be that salacious. And you already know this is The Hills. We can help you with story.
Yes.
You don't have to come up with a lot of stories. Steven's here.
She's close friends with Heidi. So this is actually kind of a really natural group. And you know what, Aaron, you're so right, because I remember Kristen was here recently. I think we even talked about how she was spending time in LA. And it's like, obviously, she was probably here for that.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't even think about that until you said that.
But solved.
It would be a smart move, and because everyone obviously would be watching.
Yeah, but did y'all hear?
And I will definitely tune in. What?
But did y'all hear that Jay Cutler deleted his Instagram once it's dropped?
Ooh, oh yeah. My God. But that's just probably because he doesn't want to deal with all of the dumb comments.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, he's not in his feelings about this.
It does suck to see comments, to see pictures, and I would probably do the same. If I wouldn't actually deactivate my account, I would at least delete that app from my phone for a while. Because right. mm-hmm. we're talking about a lot of comments here. So, and you know how the trolls are. They do not give up. Right. All right. Let's move on to Ellen Pompeo. She'll be all over Grey's Anatomy when it returns for its 17th season this fall. But can you imagine the show without her? Ellen is admitting it almost happened. Here's what she said on the Jemele Hill is Unbothered podcast.
For me personally, a healthy home life was, you know, more important than a career. So I made a decision to make money. I didn't start Grey's till I was 33. And then I started having kids at 40. So it's not like, you know, if I started the show when I was younger, 25, I probably would have dipped out when I was 31, 32, when my 6-year contract was up. But at my age and where my life is, I'm not trying to run away from anything. It is who I am. It is I made my choices and I'm cool with it.
I love her.
I was surprised to hear her say she would have left if she was younger. If you had that gig, would you ever leave Grace?
This is a woman after my own heart. She pays attention to time. She pays attention to age. I've said this so many times. She was really realistic with herself. She's like, listen, I'm 33 now. I don't have so much. Who knows? Like, Hollywood is completely unforgiving. She had no idea what was to come after that. And the fact that she had a consistent job and a consistent paycheck, she was realistic and took the safe route. And it was a very smart choice. And we even talked about this in a completely different, you know, facet before we started the show. It's like, you need to be very realistic about the relationships you put yourself in, yeah. where you are in your life, and what you want out of your life. If you are somebody who is 33 and you don't want kids and you don't really care about acting, you can do whatever you want. But if you're somebody that wants a family, wants to consistently work and not have to worry about it, she made the right choice for her. I think she's extremely smart for that.
For sure.
And it was the biggest show ever.
Yeah,
100%.
That too.
You know, I think at times we think, you know, in our younger days, we would do X, Y, and Z. But I think the reality of what is really going on in Hollywood, or what was really going on in Hollywood at that time, would have hit her. And a lot of times for women, for minorities, and for, you know, people in the LGBTQ community, a lot of times, a lot of roles don't really come up for you whenever mm-hmm. you leave a show like that. You have Katherine Heigl doing NyQuil commercials. So her agents probably would have been like, Ellen, I know you want to try new things, but these types of roles, you are leading one of the biggest nights on television. This is Ladies' Night, you know, created by Shonda Rhimes and ABC. Do you really want to step out and not get to the point where you're making money off residuals? This gets syndicated. Are you going to walk away from that and go right. do NyQuil commercials?
Right.
Like, and if she was, I don't know if she would have left.
But if she was 20, like she said, if she was started the show at 25 and was done 6 years later, she would have felt like she had 31 years old. She would have had more time. But starting it at 33, doing it for 6 years, and then leaving, like, it's she made the right choice. And I think it's a good way to think.
And isn't this what we all want? An offer that you cannot deny? This woman
yes.
is the highest paid yeah. actress on television. So I think that, yeah, even if she was younger, she'd probably see, all right, well, this is looking great for my career. And if it was me in that yeah. position and I saw this as my long-term plan, I would maybe give such a damn where I was in those writer rooms consistently and I was trying to figure out what the plot lines are and where it's going and make sure that, you know, the show still holds up. And, you know, it still does. There are so many people who are still mm-hmm. so loyal to this show. So,
and by the way, hear how swaggy Ellen Pompeo is? I didn't know she was that swaggy.
Yeah,
she's got it together. She's got it together.
She does. All right, let's move on to the Bachelorette shakeup that we cannot get enough of. Sources tell us Claire Crawley will be passing the baton to Tayshia Adams at some point this season.
Wow.
In fact, we're told Tayshia is already filming and she's meeting the guys. If you were the men on the show, would you be upset about the twist?
I don't think they're upset. They're getting a second chance at getting an extra 15 minutes of fame. You know, right. Everyone knows you go on The Bachelor or Bachelorette and you make it to the top five, you're either moving on to be the next Bachelor or Bachelorette, or you're going to Bachelor in Paradise, you're going to Bachelor Winter Games. So these people are going in there with a motive. And if you weren't one of Claire Crawley's, you know, top five, you know that you get a second chance to come in and impress this other person, especially being the second Black Bachelorette in history. This could be huge.
Yeah. I cannot, this whole Bachelor world, I mean, I cannot for the life of me. Like, did this happen naturally? Was this orchestrated? Regardless, it is so brilliant the way it has worked out. Right, I mean, it definitely, right, but then also, you can't really kick Claire out of her season, so I don't really feel like...
Come on.
They were like, you're going to cut it short.
Come on.
Like, am I naive?
Come on, Morgan. Come on.
Oh, my gosh.
Erin, help me.
Okay, apparently Claire fell for her guy at the beginning. And she didn't want to play the game of let me pretend that I'm in love with all these other guys. But on this show, it usually happens where the guy who gets the first impression rose usually makes it all the way to the end. If he's not the winner, he is the top three. We've seen it time and time again. They know from the jump who they want to be with. So, and you know, now their Bachelor has been in hot water with their lack of diversity in their casting. So now they see it as, oh, this is how we can get rid of Claire. Let's just let her be with this guy that she wants to be with. And let's bring in Tayshia, who should have been the Bachelorette seasons ago.
Let me tell you exactly what happened. They went to Claire Crawley. They were like, look, we know you're into this guy. Let us do you a solid. What we're going to do is we're going to pay you out for the full season. We're going to bring a twist into this fold. We're going to bring Tayshia in. You're going to be a part of this. Then what we're going to do is we're going to bring you back a year later, pay for your wedding, and you're going to get a Trista and Ryan type special because we got to make that money back.
Not.
We got to recoup this whole thing. I promise
she's
you, this girl's going to get married on TV. They're going to give her a happy ending. Watch.
She's not going to get married on TV.
No one cares
to tune in. I'm telling you, no one cares to tune in. Already, people didn't really care that she was cast as The Bachelorette.
Honestly, I don't even watch the show, and I agree. She never felt right for me.
And you know what? These guys, back to the guys caring, these guys sign up for this show not knowing who The Bachelorette is anyway, so they should be thrilled that they get Tayshia to come in here. I think they're all pretty excited.
Exactly.
So, there you go. That is the Bachelorette tea we have for you guys. In just a few, we're sipping cocktails and spilling more tea with Cynthia Bailey. But first, we're going to talk about another type of drink. Placenta smoothie, anyone? The celeb is doing it now, and how we really feel about it. It's next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Time for some do it or ditch it. And since we have no idea when we'll be able to go back to a movie theater, Disney is releasing Mulan on Disney Plus next month, but it'll cost you $30. Paying $30 for a film, do it or ditch it.
For Mulan?
I would do it. You're saving money anyway because you're going to spend about 30 more extra dollars on popcorn, on soda, because that 300% markup is real.
Mm-hmm. So it's real.
It's real.
Yeah. I will do it also because you're watching it with someone else and the cost of two movie tickets anyway is more than $30. So, and if you have a family, like this is a deal. So I will do it for any movie that I really want to see.
Why is everything $4,000? It's actually nuts.
It's crazy.
So that's a do it, and a Morgan and a ditch it? Okay. All right. On to Teen Mom 2 star Kaylin Lowry, who posted what seems to be an innocent pic of a smoothie. Turns out there's a placenta in that smoothie. Ugh. Kaylin recently gave birth to her fourth child. She said she couldn't actually taste the placenta, but still, do it or ditch it. I'm just going to say ditching it.
Ditch it, but I would do it in pill form. Like, just swallow it.
Okay, cool. I can maybe do that.
It's really weird. I used to sleep with breast milk on my face. my facialist, Olga Lorenzen, recommended it to me, and a friend of mine gave me her bag. And it wasn't actually as bad as I thought it was going to be. So I feel like if there was some crazy health situations with this, I would at least try it. But I need to know who the placenta came from. Maybe Morgan's placenta I would try.
I haven't even had breakfast. I'm like so nauseous now. I can't handle it.
I would eat your placenta.
Oh my gosh. Well, Morgan and I are ditching the placenta.
Yeah.
She's gagging like her water. Okay. A new study says women are less likely to date men who pose with cats in their profile pictures. The woman surveyed said the cats made the guys look less masculine, more neurotic, and less dateable. Would you date them or ditch them?
Should we say no to the answer?
One, two.
There is not enough Zyrtec in the world to make me walk into that home with Fluffy's daddy. I would not even try it.
Don't ever do it. And if you're a guy, just don't be a cat person in general, because it's just not it. Yeah. I'm telling you
now. So we are all collectively ditching it. Okay, but is it different with a dog? I feel like it's a little different with a dog.
If you have a dog in your photo, you are well-rounded, grounded, and you like granola, and you're a good person. I love it.
And you care about your partner.
Yes, correct.
All right, we've talked about butt sheets on this show before, but would you try boob sheets? They're shaped like watermelons, and you stick them on your breast to moisturize, nourish, and hydrate your skin. Would you try these?
Do it.
I would. Well, why wouldn't you just like rub like lotion? Like, yeah, I would do. I would do it.
I wouldn't not do it. Like, if I was given a pack, I guess I would try it. Do we have a try it option? I would do it, but I wouldn't go out of my way for it.
The pack would cover your whole chest. That's so funny. You're so tiny.
Are you kidding? I wouldn't even. Keon will send it to us for like the next Mother's Day to like try it or something.
Exactly. Do they have the XX small? I will gladly take it.
And do they have like the queen size sheets from Morgan?
Jesus. Yeah, I'm gonna
honestly,
need a Band-Aid.
Eye drops will do for me, okay? All right, goodbye, you guys. Coming up, we are dancing on bars and looking back at Coyote Ugly. Plus, who wants to go day drinking with housewife Cynthia Bailey? She's bringing the booze and also spilling details about her sex life next.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
I actually fell off the bar one day. After that, I was really concerned about it. It hurts when you fall off that bar. But I didn't break anything, so no worries.
A lot of people are like, oh, you guys are sexy dancing on a bar. Is that like a guy flick? But I hear all these women, girl, I saw you dancing on that bar. I'm going to be there in line the first night it comes out, you know, so it's for everybody.
I think guys will like it because it's like this wild party. You know, you see these like hot girls dancing on this bar and having a good time.
It's been 20 years since Coyote Ugly hit theaters, and dancing on bars has never been hotter. Be honest, Morgan, have you ever danced on a bar?
I mean, I love that they're like, be honest, tell us. It's so secretive. I have danced on so many bars, I can't even tell you. It just makes me want to be as fun as I used to be, but I'm just too tired at this point. I want to be pretty in the morning rather than fun at night.
Morgan, you are not too tired. I know that on your wedding day, when that day happens, you will be on that bar dancing. I don't
That's
think
true.
Those days are behind us. And I feel like Coyote Ugly really taught us everything we know. I mean, 20 years. We were starting young dancing on tables.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And you know what? Yeah, I will be dancing on that table at your wedding too.
Amen.
Not sure if Coyote Ugly served peach Bellinis, but that's what Justin and Real Housewives of Atlanta star Cynthia Bailey sipped on while she told him all about her hot sex life during this week's Whip It Up Wednesday. It is a great conversation.
Joining me now is my good friend and one of my favorite housewives of all time, Miss Cynthia Bailey. Cynthia, how are you?
Hey, boo. I'm good. really, really good. I'm back here in Lake Bailey, as you can see. And it's good. It's just all love and light over here. You know, the quarantine really tested Mike and I and just, you know, everything. It was a lot. You know, it was one thing to marry someone, and I think it's another thing to be in, you know, to go to prison. You can't go nowhere else. Yeah. Really, to be on lockdown is one thing. Getting married is a whole other situation.
Now, I have to ask you, 10-10-20 was your wedding day. Will you and Mike make it down the aisle this year?
I don't know. You know what? That is the million-dollar question.
Now, look, I heard a lot of couples say quarantine brought them closer, and some couples said they're done having sex with their partners. They're sexed out. Did you and Mike get sexed out of all this quarantine, or did you have to, like, lock him in another room and say, do not touch me for 24 hours?
Now, I said I didn't want to be on lockdown with a man for the rest of my life. I didn't say anything about being tired of sex. You know, you got to remember, you know, this is still, at the end of the day, a long-distance relationship. So I, the sex part was a blessing.
You were getting it in. Now look, somebody just handed me what I've been sipping on all morning, this new drink. Tell me what's in this, what are you calling this, and how can I make this myself?
Well, this is, you already know I love my serum peach blend. All right, so basically what we did is we just put a little bit on it. You know, we just layered it up with a little vodka, 2 ounces of vodka. I just have some colorful ice cubes inside and just topped it off with my peach Bellini. So it's the same drink, but we're just playing around with cocktails now since, you know, so many people spending time at home. So, you know, and it's kind of stressful during this time. So, it's, you know, it's never too late to have a nice cocktail. So this is a great cocktail. Cheers.
I have a confession, you guys. She makes this for me every time I go to her house in LA, but I add tequila in mine when I'm there because the drama is all too heavy with the housewives sometimes.
Yes, I need to make a peach Bellini tea, honey, for all the tea that we all end up talking about when we hang out.
That's what you need to do. You guys, you have to get this peach Bellini, Seagram's Escapes Peach Bellini, created by the one and only Cynthia Bailey. It is in stores now. Thank you so much for hanging out with us today. And cheers to my favorite peach.
Cheers to the sparkly peach Bellini. Love you guys.
I know it's early, but I feel like I need one of those Bellinis right now. And if you guys are wondering where Justin went, well, this is live television. And as we've mentioned before, anything can happen. We lost him.
I like it. Yes. I like it. It's fun.
So, you know, we experience technical difficulties and we just laugh them off. And
we
so
keep
now
it going.
You get Morgan and I. We are wrapping up with some thoughts from social on Kristen and Steven's reunion. Juice says, what millennial posts a grainy photo with an ex and doesn't want people to talk? I see you, Kristen. I respect it, but I still see you. And Fangirl Forever says she had no idea Kristen and Steven used to date. I know him from One Tree Hill. They photograph together beautifully. Blew our minds. That is all the time we have today. Tomorrow, Luke Bryan is here, and he's revealing a whole lot of stuff. And hopefully you'll have all three of us the whole show. Bye, guys.
Bye.